Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with the Midday Interview. It is my pleasure to have first-time novelist Michael J. Tucker in the studio today. He's written a book called Aquarius Falling. It's a great read, and he'll tell us all about it today. Mike, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me. Joy being here.
Wonderful. Now, you have a book signing on Sunday from 3 to 5 at Old Books on Front Street, right downtown at 249 North Front. But you're in town a few days early to visit with friends and be here.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. A little bit of beach time.
There you go. Now, you call this book A Fateful Story of Opportunity, Love, and Decision, which I think is a very good description of it. What I want you to talk about first is the setting, the time, the place, the era, and the music.
It takes place at Ocean City, Maryland, Beachside Resort, which really could be Wrightsville Beach as well as Ocean City. It is in 1964, and that's a very pivotal year. Music is changing very dramatically from the rock and roll that the teenagers grew up with in the 50s and 60s to suddenly the British invasion, which was a whole new sound. And some people liked it, and some people just wanted to go back to doo-wop. Mm. The other things that were going on politically were very important as well. The Vietnam War was beginning to heat up. It was becoming an issue. We didn't have a lot of war protests at that time,
right.
but it was a sensitivity. Mm-hmm. The other thing was the racial tone, and that plays a very significant role in what occurs throughout Aquarius Falling. The other aspect of the area is it's a mid-Atlantic state, and racial discrimination was thought to be a southern problem. But on Maryland's eastern shore, it was pretty significant discrimination, and mm-hmm. I wanted to bring that out in the novel. And that was kind of the setting. Ocean City was a place I was very familiar with. Coincidentally, I worked there in the summer of 1964.
Oh, I was wondering how much you shared with your protagonist. I thought he must have spent time there in Ocean City because it's a very vivid setting. Yes.
It gave me a sense of being able to go back in time with my memory of the place, the scenes, the smells, and I wanted to bring those to life in the story.
You talk about racial discrimination at that time. We're thinking 1964, LBJ in office, and the Vietnam War starting to ramp up. And, of course, LBJ working on that landmark legislation, the civil rights legislation. It might be interesting to you to know that in 1964, the beaches here were segregated, of course. The only people that would show up on Wrightsville Beach that had dark skin color were maids.
To
the wealthy people that lived on Wrightsville Beach. So, yeah, there were segregated beaches and... But we are in the South. You wouldn't maybe think that was happening in Maryland.
Yes.
But for sure. Yeah. Yes, and the protagonist has some really interesting interactions with people around him. The protagonist, Delaney, is not bigoted himself, but boy, he keeps running into it. So,
well,
yes.
it's somebody who comes from a different background and walks into something that he's not accustomed to, he's not used to seeing. And it was pretty much everywhere. And what I portrayed was his reactions to it.
Exactly. Let's talk about your protagonist and his upbringing and his current crisis that starts the book.
He is an orphan, and he's raised in Catholic institutions, very bright, smart, earns a scholarship to Georgetown University. And as college students are prone to do, he got into a little bit of trouble, and he lost his scholarship. And that's where the story begins. He doesn't have any family or anyone to fall back on, so he starts drifting out of Washington and just haphazardly decides to go to Ocean City, Maryland for the summer, try and make enough money to buy his way back into school. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's an orphan gives him kind of a sense of absence of a real moral compass. He's been raised institutionally, so he's often confronted with decisions that sometimes if he'd been raised maybe in a family, his decision might be different.
His name is Tom Delaney, and he goes by Delaney. And he had a mentor, a friend, really a father figure at Georgetown, a priest there. But he's lost that now because of losing his scholarship and being kicked out of school, essentially. And so now he's kind of adrift. And he makes some rather questionable friends. And then it's interesting why he makes those particular friends and why he sticks with them. Is that, would you say, because of his lack of a moral compass?
Part of it was that. And another part of it, too, was The one friend, Jack Walker, that he bonds with is a very manipulative person and is very successful in hooking and turning Delaney into this relationship. Delaney recognizes that he's not somebody that he would normally have anything to do with. But a number of circumstances occur where Jack bails Delaney out in mm-hmm. one way or another, mm-hmm. and Delaney becomes kind of tied to him because right. of obligations he feels.
Exactly. Seeing as how Delaney is kind of cut adrift in this new community and without any friends or family to back him up and no money but a few dollars in his pocket, here's a friend. You don't really question the friend's qualities necessarily.
Correct, yeah.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Michael J. Tucker, an author who's written a book called Aquarius Falling. And I just finished reading it and really enjoyed it very much. He's going to be at Old Rooks on Front Street at 249 North Front on Sunday from 3 to 5, signing books, answering your questions. And if you haven't read it, that's fine to show up and talk with Mike about the book. Let's talk a little bit about some of your background. Do you share any qualities, Mike, with or any life experience with Delaney, aside from having spent time in Ocean City, Maryland?
Or are you asking me if I've been a cocaine dealer?
Yeah, that's what I want to know about. Yeah. How much pimping have you done?
No, I didn't. I had to do a little research, and there's a little funny family story with that. I was on the internet looking for some books, and I found some books on prostitution at Amazon. So I went ahead and ordered them, and I wasn't thinking. I ordered them on my wife's account.
and she's still speaking to you?
She's a little disturbed at the time, yes. Was concerned about what neighbors might think that she was thinking about or doing.
Oh.
But no, I wouldn't have been able to write this book without the ability to go on the internet or find books that revealed a lot of information about it. And the research is a lot of fun in writing a novel like this. Mm-hmm. There were things that occurred during that period that my memory had forgotten, but I was able to stumble across interesting things that brought that out. The only thing that really is similar is that I worked there that summer mm-hmm. and had a flavor for the town.
That's great. Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to really take us there so we feel it along with your characters. Mike, do you believe in fate or do you believe in luck? It's an interesting thing that comes up in the book.
I tend to believe in luck, that we encounter different people at different times. You know, if you think about when you met your spouse and where you were and how that meeting occurred, and you start to ask yourself a what-if question, you know, like, suppose you didn't go to this party or this bar or that university. How would your life be different? How would things have changed?
What prompted you to write this book? I know it's your first novel, and I understand you're working on this sequel. You've written some short stories and some poetry, but what got you going on Aquarius Falling?
Well, I had some prior false starts with novels, and about a year and a half ago, I just decided that it's time for me to actually follow this through. And I changed my writing style. When I first tried writing novels, I tried following directions that say, you know, work up an outline, develop backstories. And I'd do these and I'd be writing for 30 days and I wouldn't have the first page done yet. You know? So I decided I was going to start a story and let the characters take me wherever they did. And I thought about Ocean City. Jack is somebody that I actually knew and met. He didn't have all of these traits. I've sort of embellished them for the sake of the story. But he was a very interesting person. And obviously, 50 years later, I was thinking about him when I started writing. I started thinking, well, what if Jack and his friend did this?
Mm-hmm.
And the story just took off on its own from that point.
There are some charismatic criminals around. And so
yes,
there you
are.
Go. You get to remember that one. Michael J. Tucker, now an author, retired insurance executive, a Pittsburgh native, now living in Nashville. He is in town to sign copies of his book, Aquarius Falling. He'll also participate in a Q&A session. It's all happening at Old Books on Front Street, 249 North Front, on Sunday from 3 to 5. If you'd like to know more about Michael Tucker and his book, or I should say books, because there will be more, I think, you can go to his website, MichaelTuckerAuthor.com. Mike, thank you for spending time with me today.
Thank you. I've absolutely enjoyed it.
Wonderful. This is WHQR.